Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am recording this solo now, and it's going to be really short, sweet, to the point, I think. We'll see. Okay, so you guys know, if you've been listening recently, we have just been going through it health-wise, and so I'm going to share with you another toast and roast of the week. Casey's not on this week, but that's okay. So, guys, like, what the actual F is wrong with us? Not us, Casey. So this is just me roasting Casey, roasting our situation that's happening. Oh my god. So I have two roasts that are related to health issues. One, my brother is going through some health stuff and it's scary, and so I'm really stressed out about that. I was crying and worried about him on Tuesday. And then we got some news and it sounded like good news, and then the next day it sounded like it was bad news again. Maybe I'll have him come on the podcast to talk about it, maybe not, but we were laughing about it yesterday when we were talking. I'm hoping everything gets situated and fixed, but we'll see about that. So that was really stressful. More health issues in the family. And then on Wednesday, Casey basically breaks his ankle, and Casey has very weak ankles, and he's broken his ankle at least 3 times. I don't know if it's the same one every time. I don't know. He's broken them from basketball, mostly. He has fractured them. His mom was saying, I think he broken his ankle like 3 times, but he's fractured that probably 50 times. So there you go. That is just what happens with Casey, and it is frustrating because I want to help, but there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. So, except for, you know, ice, elevate, wrap, you know, all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing you could do to speed up the process. And I'm very impatient. I just want this, like, as soon as it happened, I'm just like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? We went to the urgent care, they did some x-rays, and we are still waiting to hear back from the x-ray tech to hear what they saw. So it said that it didn't look like a break, but a x-ray tech was going to reach out with actual, like, further information, and now it's been, I don't know, over 48 hours and we haven't heard anything. So, you know, that's our medical system. They fucking suck. Anyways, that's the roast of the week. Casey has a boot on again. This is, I think, the third time in our relationship that he's had a boot on. And he said he has to wear it for 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks! And we were supposed to go to the beach. I'm just, like, so annoyed. I mean, there are far worse things happening in the world, obviously. But it's so, I'm like, we just cannot catch a break. There's always something wrong. Always something wrong health-wise lately. And we cannot get it figured out. Okay. So there we go. There's our little health update, if you guys were wondering what's going on with us. And now, for a toast. So a good thing that happened this week, just today actually, as I'm recording this, I checked my stats for my book podcast, Pish Posh Pages, and I hit my goal for March. So I think I wanted 100 downloads of it just in the month of March. It was something like that. I had a specific number to get to. It wasn't 100, it was more than that, but it's hard to, like, the measurement I was using, I hit it, and so I'm just really happy about that. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about this week on the podcast, because you might be wondering, Lindsay, why are you doing another podcast? Why don't you just stick with this one? Why don't you just, you know, do that? And Lindsay, why are you putting all this effort into your Washington Food Girl Instagram page? Why are you putting your effort into this book thing? Why are you putting your effort into this other podcast? Why are you, like, doing all this? Why are you doing, like, random design work on the side sometimes? Like, what's your deal? Why are you doing all this stuff? And, like, don't you work? Like, what are you doing? So there's a lot of different answers for this, but I know that people might have questions on why I'm doing all these different things. So first of all, I do work 9 to 5, not really 9 to 5, 7 to 3:30, 5 days a week. And so that's my main job. But if I was just doing that, I would lose my mind. I would be so bored. Even when I was doing a job that I was supposed to love, working in the field that I love the field of sports and ticketing, but I did not love my last job. Even when I was doing that, I got bored and I needed to do something else. And so I wanted to do something creative, and I actually started my Foodstagram, my food blog, in 2015. So that's a long time ago. I think that's when I started anyways, and I started just taking pictures of food, and I really wanted to do content creation. And that was before, not really before influencers, but it was still kind of that transition period from when people were doing blogs to people becoming influencers. And my goal when I started was not to become like a full-time influencer at all. I just wanted to share food and kind of just have a reason to share something fun and kind of niche down into something specific. And that food blog has since grown, and we're on our way to 1,000 followers. And I just know once I hit 1,000 followers, it'll just kind of keep growing from there, and it'll be a lot of fun. And it has been so fun to grow that. And so that is a very like specific thing that I do, and I have multiple reasons that I do the food blog, and there's no pressure to do it. There's nothing like, I'm not like, I gotta go out to eat so I could take a picture of this so I could post this week. That one is just very, there's different seasons of it. There's seasons when I actually work on it more, and there's seasons or weeks or months even that I'm like, this is not a priority. It's on the back burner, but it's something that's just pure fun, joy for me. And then with my book podcast, that has been something I've been really committed to. I would really like it to grow. I am really happy with the progress it's shown so far. And I have just been feeling so much more fulfilled doing that book podcast than I was feeling doing this podcast. And there's probably a couple reasons for that. One of them being, and this was something that really just frustrated me, annoyed me when I wanted to start podcasting, and I've been podcasting for a while now. When I started podcasting, everyone said, all the business gurus, marketing gurus, podcasting gurus, any of those kind of people, you know, anyone who's teaching you something in this kind of marketing media space, business space even, they say you gotta niche down, you gotta get specific, you gotta get really specific. And when I started the Pish Posh, I was like, well, I don't really know what I want to talk about. The podcasts that I listen to aren't necessarily specific. I listen to a lot of interview style podcasts or just comedians who will just talk about whatever's on their mind that week, the news, anything. And so I'm like, I don't listen to really specific niche down podcast. I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I would listen to a couple here and there, but the majority of what I listened to were not very niche. Now, what I find myself gravitating towards are more niche podcasts and just more niche content in general. And I have found myself in what I consume when I'm looking for new content, whether it's a show, a YouTuber, a podcast, of whatever, like I want to find people who aren't necessarily experts in their field, but like that's what they do. So when you go and see my Foodstagram account, you're like, oh, this is all about food. Like, we're not talking about food and movies and books and like everything under the sun. We're talking about food, specifically food, and at like the Pacific Northwest area, and also like my food that I post is from restaurants or food trucks. There is not like a cooking page. So that page is like very specific. So then when I started my book page, that is also very specific. And people on Instagram, which is where my book page lives and the food blog lives, they like seeing specific content. So there are like Foodstagram is a section of Instagram, and Bookstagram is also a section of Instagram. So people will literally go look for people because they're looking for food recommendations or they're looking for book recommendations. And so that's why I put both of those things on their own separate pages and they're very specific. And like I used to talk about those things on my main page. So it's like, I'm Lindsay. I talk about food. I talk about books. I talk about beer. I talk about podcasts that I listen to. I talk about all kinds of things. But then it's like, who cares if you like have a little bit of things to say about all these random things? Chances are somebody who is watching that content, whatever it is like, well, I care about books, but I don't care about the food, or I care about food and I don't care about the books, or I care about the food and the books, but I don't care about like this personal development, or I don't care about what you're posting about like planning your wedding or your personal life. So that's why things I've found are good to be separated. And when I started like out doing this kind of stuff, I was very against that. I was like, I don't have to niche down. I can do whatever I want. I can talk about anything, but it's very, very difficult to grow if you are not specific. If somebody already has a very established audience, like a comedian or a celebrity of any sort, and then they start a podcast where they're talking to other comedians, they're talking to other famous people, those people already have an audience built in. And so they're coming to see whatever this, we'll go with like Bert Kreischer. He's on a bunch of podcasts. He's a comedian. He has a huge built-in audience and he talks about whatever he wants to talk about, but he already has this built-in audience. They care about everything he says. A random Joe off the street does not really care about what I have to say about anything under the sun. They might be looking for book recommendations, and so they find my book page and then they start looking at my content related to books, and they're like, oh, this person really likes the same kind of books as I do, or they like really different books than I do, and I'd like to see kind of their thoughts. And or I live in Washington and I'm always looking for new places to go to eat or drink or whatever, and then so they're gonna find my food page and be like, oh, I need to follow this because I need more recommendations. So I mean, it all really makes a lot of sense. I'm just kind of trying to explain myself logically, because it kind of seems like I'm all over the place, but I'm not. I am all over the place, but it's for a reason. So I kind of wanted to explain that there, and just all of those things will be linked in the show notes if there's something that you do want to watch. This, why do I still have this podcast? I don't really know. It's kind of just the practice of it and keeping it all go continuously and bringing it all back together week after week. So finally, what I'm getting to is that with this podcast, Pish Posh, I really loved like all the things that I was doing when I was talking to people and doing interviews and learning about different things, and really love the interviews, and I've made so many great connections with it. But that piece of it is actually a lot of work. Finding people online, meeting them, it's a lot of energy to go through the questions. And with the return I was getting, it just isn't as, it's just not really worth it at this point for me to put in all that time and effort. And even though like I enjoy it so much, it's just a lot. And then lately with all the health stuff too, I'm like, I don't have time to be reaching out to people and then interviewing them when at the drop of the hat I could be feeling good or feeling terrible, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of why this is turned into kind of a different style of podcast, just catching up with Casey and I, because really the people that listen to this now, it's a lot of people who are just friends of ours who know us in real life rather than people who might be coming for the personal development or whatever like specific content that was released with the interviews. There's still so many good interview episodes of the podcast and I really enjoy it, but that's why this kind of switched. And I am just seeing more opportunity with the food blog and also with the book podcast Pish Posh Pages, seeing so much opportunity for growth there. And I can just really see how that can actually pay off better than what I'm doing here. Like, people actually enjoying it more. I am getting more fulfillment from it because I'm seeing people consuming it and enjoying that and getting like real interaction from it, people commenting, whether it is about the book stuff, like asking me for book recommendations, or people on the Foodstagram like asking me for food recommendations, or all of that kind of stuff. It's just really much more fulfilling to me right now. So this podcast, Pish Posh, may be coming to an end, or it may continue to just be like these catch-up style things, or we'll still talk about different topics because that's just the fun part about the podcast, is having things to talk about. But it's not always just going to be me and Casey. It might be just whatever. It's just whatever right now. And so this is the opposite of niching down. And it's just kind of cool to see the other things that I've been working on growing and actually being really proud of that work. I've always been really proud of the work I've done with my interview episodes, but it just wasn't getting the return. And I am like so proud of the book content I'm putting out. And right now I'm not seeing the return that I want to, but I am still hopeful for it. Whereas with this podcast, I've kind of lost hope maybe. And there's a certain time when it's time to try to pivot and do something else. So that's what I'm doing. I'm pivoting, and it actually brings me so much joy to be talking about books. It's like, what you're supposed to do is find what you loved when you're younger and then go to that, and then, you know, what makes you really happy when you were younger, and see if it still brings you fulfillment. And reading and talking about books really does. Talking about personal development, business, entrepreneurship, all that stuff still brings me so much fulfillment, but I don't really think people care what I have to say about it. Whereas people will care what I have to say about these books. Like, I feel that, especially like one of the things I'm most proud of with that book podcast is that my favorite thing to talk about is cults. And the most popular episode of Pish Posh Pages is talking about the book Under the Banner of Heaven. I know I keep talking about it, and I think maybe that's why people keep listening to that episode, but that's the most popular episode, like, by leaps and bounds. And so I'm like, this is what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to talk about cults on a podcast, and now I'm doing it, and that's what people are loving. So it's just really fulfilling doing that. Also really fulfilling making content that's related to the food blog, because like small business and food are two big things I love. So that is why I keep talking about that stuff and why I keep doing it. And I hope you like this. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.